This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we mentioned a couple of months ago the Turned Out report, which focused on people's experiences of voting and the accessibility of the voting process during the most recent general election. And this report has now been published. And we want to find out what the findings have been and what could potentially come off the back of it. Joining us to talk about it is our policy officer, Tom Skelton. Before we kind of get into the details of the report, can you tell us what the Turned Out report actually is?
Yes, so the Turned Out report is a series of reports that we've been running for nearly a decade. And after an election, it's sent out as an online survey this time. So it's self-selecting. People decide whether or not they want to respond to the survey. And it's about people's experiences at this time at the 2024 general election. So we ask very similar questions over time so that we can compare whether people's experiences of voting have improved compared to previous years or not, and get a sense of the state of accessibility of elections in the UK.
So what sort of problems have blind and partially sighted people faced with voting?
The main issue is that blind and partially sighted people cannot vote independently and in secret. It's more than 150 years since the Ballot Act guaranteed the right for an independent and secret vote for everybody. And yet far too often we hear reports from people that they have to tell people their vote. They have to tell people who they want to vote for, whether that's a family member or a friend or a member of polling station staff, that people cannot access the election materials in their preferred format. So this might be the polling cards telling you where your polling station is, who the candidates are, party manifestos. Locating where you make your mark on that piece of paper can be fundamentally inaccessible.
And have there been issues when it comes to postal voting that have been frequently kind of, you know, highlighted with that particular voting method?
So postal voting is also something that needs to be revised and reviewed. That's one of the key recommendations in our report. About two-thirds of blind postal voters needed some form of assistance to complete their postal vote. This can be difficulties in accessing the ballot paper itself and also the form that you need to complete to send off a postal vote. Even though a disproportionate number of blind and partially sighted voters use a postal vote compared to the population as a whole, even then, there are still lots of accessibility issues that mean that a postal vote is not necessarily an independent or secret vote.
Let's now focus on the report, shall we? So we've talked about a few issues already, but have there been any other issues that the Turned Out report highlight?
Yeah, our key findings from this report are that only a quarter of blind voters think that the current voting system allows them to vote independently and in secret, and less than half of blind and partially sighted people are satisfied with their voting experience at this year's general election. One of the key headlines from our report is requesting reasonable adjustments. So 73% of blind and partially sighted respondents did not know that they could request reasonable adjustments and accessible voting solutions from their local electoral services. As a consequence, 94% did not request any reasonable adjustments. And we know from our own work, we ran an accessible voting trial back in September 2023, where we tested lots of different accessible voting solutions. We know that having both audio and tactile elements allows people to vote independently and in secret. Because the fact that you even can request reasonable adjustments is not publicised enough and not widely enough known, then people just aren't getting these solutions to allow them to vote independently and in secret.
Let's now focus on the positives a little bit. You know, have there been any positive improvements identified when it comes to the accessibility of the current voting process?
Well, of course, I did just speak about how few people got the accessible voting solutions and reasonable adjustments that enabled them to vote independently and in secret. But those who did request and get accessible voting solutions with both audio and tactile elements had a much higher rate of satisfaction. These were between 85 and 100%. So it shows that if those accessible voting solutions that have both the audio element that allow you to review the list of candidates and know the contents of the ballot paper, and the tactile element that allows you to locate the voting boxes where to make your mark for your preferred candidates, when those solutions are available, then they show they enable blind partially sighted people to vote independently. There was also a slight increase overall in blind voters' confidence that they could vote independently and in secret. The support that was given by polling station staff was seen as good or very good by just under half of respondents. Of course, this still isn't enough. 28% still considered it poor. But I think it shows that where there is good training, then satisfaction and confidence in independence and secrecy of votes will increase. Out of those who were satisfied, hardly anyone thought that the training from polling station staff was either poor or very poor.
So let's talk about the work RNIB has been involved with when it comes to accessible voting. You've mentioned the accessible voting trials in 2023. What else has RNIB been doing to try and help make voting accessible for blind and partially sighted people?
We've also been working with the government, with the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government and the Electoral Commission. Following the Elections Act in 2022, RNIB worked to improve the guidance for returning officers. And that's one of our main recommendations from this report, to further improve the Electoral Commission guidance and make the provision of both audio and tactile solutions available at every polling station as a minimum standard. And using this evidence from this report, as well as the evidence from the accessible voting trial, we're hoping to ensure that these solutions are made more widely available. RNIB Cymru are working closely with the Welsh Government and will be putting on their own user testing accessible voting trial. So they're doing some excellent work there. And as well, the Scottish policy team has been working with the Scottish Government on different accessible voting solutions to test them there. And the Northern Irish team as well has been working with the Electoral Office in Northern Ireland as part of the monitoring process to see how the telephone voting line was received at this year's general election.
Fantastic. So looking at the recommendations from the report, you know, how will RNIB take this report and the recommendations forward into the work regarding accessible voting in the future?
Well, we're going to be meeting with the key decision makers and stakeholders to ask them to take our key recommendations forward. So we'll be meeting with the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government, the Electoral Commission, and telling electoral services departments across the country about our work. And our key recommendations are to provide an audio and tactile solution in every single polling station, to continue to proactively identify different accessible voting solutions and then make them available to blind and partially sighted people, and to review and revise the postal voting system to make it accessible.
That is excellent. Thank you very much, Tom Skelton, Policy Officer at RNIB, for coming on to discuss the Turned Out report here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.